This is Akashvani. The news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Election Commission has ordered for repolling in 15 polling stations of West Bengal today. Repolling will be held at 11 polling stations of Magarhat Pashchim Assembly Constituency and 4 polling stations of Diamond Harbour Assembly Constituency in the state. More from our correspondent.
The Election Commission of India has ordered repolling in 11 booths in Magarhat Pashchim and 4 booths in Diamond Harbour Assembly Constituencies in South 24 Parganas District of West Bengal. Commission has taken the decision after analyzing the reports of returning officers and observers. The repolling will start on 7 a.m. in the morning and end on 6 p.m. in the evening. Kollan Laha reporting from Kolkata.
Voting in these polling stations was held on Wednesday in the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Meanwhile, a special bench of Supreme Court has been constituted to urgently hear the Trinamool Congress's appeal against a Calcutta High Court order restricting counting centre staff to central government employees only. The Supreme Court bench comprising Justice P.S. Narasimha and Justice Jayamale Bakchi will hear the matter today at 10:30 a.m. Government has said that it is ensuring preparedness and taking all necessary steps to maintain energy supply, support maritime operations and assist Indian nationals in view of the evolving situation in West Asia. In a statement, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas yesterday said enforcement actions to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG is continuing across the country, and on Thursday, more than 2,300 raids were conducted across the country. It said that online LPG cylinder bookings increased to 98% on industry basis, and as of Thursday, around 49.8 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered against bookings of around 41.6 lakh LPG cylinders. US President Donald Trump has rejected Iran's latest proposal to end the ongoing conflict, casting doubt on prospects for a negotiated settlement and warning of the risk of further escalation. Iran had submitted its revised offer through mediators, with state media confirming the handover. President Trump acknowledged progress in talks, but said he remains dissatisfied with the terms, adding that Iran is seeking concessions he cannot accept. Iranian state-linked media, including the Fars News Agency, reported that the leadership remains fully engaged in overseeing negotiations. In Lebanon, Israeli strikes have reportedly killed more than 30 people in a single day. Iranian media reported that an explosion involving leftover bombs from previous strikes killed 14 members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Atomic Energy Regulatory Board, AERB, has granted permission for major equipment erection at Kundankulam Nuclear Power Project Units 5 and 6. The clearance allows the Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited to install key equipments, including the reactor pressure vessel, steam generators and coolant pumps. The permission was issued after a multi-tier safety review of the design and an assessment of civil construction progress following the earlier approval for the first pour of concrete in April 2021. Indian Army diving teams have joined the rescue operations after a boat capsized at Bargi Dam in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh. Acting on a request from district authorities, diving teams were rushed overnight from Agra and have since joined the search efforts. Army divers have recovered 5 bodies so far and are assisting in the ongoing operation. With this, the death toll in the incident has risen to 9. The pilgrimage to Adi Kailash and Om Parvat has begun in the border region of Pithoragarh district in Uttarakhand, with the first batch of over 350 devotees leaving Dharchula for the high-altitude shrines. Subdivisional Magistrate Ashish Joshi flagged off the convoy of pilgrims from across the country yesterday. He said the administration received over 500 applications for inner line permits, of which 350 have been issued so far. The Kumaon Mandal Vikas Nigam, the nodal agency for the Yatra, will begin its organized tour packages from the 7th of this month. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals by 7 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.